today we are talking about our favourite furry friends. Most of the time they are man's or woman's best friend and we love them very dearly. But there has actually been 8,000 dog bites on children in the last 5 years, which is quite a high figure. And here to talk to me about it today, I have Kelly Craig, who is with the Dogs Trust Education and Community Officer. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
That's a high number, isn't it? 8,000 dog bites in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fairly high number. We've got to take into account that dog ownership has increased as well.
All right.
It's, you know, high enough for us to know that there's an education purpose here and a preventative measure, because dogs don't just bite for no reason. It's often because we misunderstand or maybe misread what they're telling us. And often the bites are... The most frequent bites are with younger children. So it's important with our Be Dog Smart campaign, we're pushing all the messages around respect and boundaries and ensuring children don't do things like take toys away or food away when they're eating, or, you know, wake a dog up when they're sleeping. So as part of our Be Dog Smart campaign, we host free workshops in schools, in community centres, anywhere really that there are children, and parents as well can attend. And we are just refreshing and reinforcing these messages all the time to hopefully decrease this number.
Because I can see, you know, you put tiny children, well, not necessarily tiny children, but little children that love to play around dogs that, you know, dogs, they want to eat their own bones and they want to play with their own toys. So actually making sure you're keeping an eye on how they're behaving together, that can help massively.
Well, exactly. And as part of this campaign, we recommend that the parents don't leave, you know, primary school age children with dogs, because as much as you may have quite a savvy 10-year-old compared to someone that's maybe not so much, ultimately children are children and they want to play, and often they misread what dogs are telling us, or they want to play on their own terms and actually the dog doesn't really fancy it because it's just having a sleep or a nap. So it's just really important that parents are aware of monitoring situations, but remembering dogs are wonderful, like you said, you know, fantastic, amazing pets. They have a huge and vast amount of benefits, but it's just implementing these you know, general and simple real safety messages and Be Dog Smart tips.
The last situation you want to be in is to have that happen. You know, your child is bitten by your dog and either your child is very seriously injured or even just a little bit injured, and then you've got the situation of what do you do with your dog next?
Well, exactly. And actually in the past 5 months, Dogs Trust has had 142 calls from parents, you know, worried because they don't think their child knows how to interact safely with pets. So, you know, it is really important that they have some idea of how to do this. You know, even simple things of you know, when out and about in the community, not letting a child just go up to an unknown dog, but just asking the owner, making sure that the dog sniffs you to say hello, you know, by just putting your hand in a little ball. In the parks, we suggest for children to stand nice and still, cross their arms in an X over their chest, so a bit of an X Factor kind of shape, and just to be still and calm and let the dog naturally just get a bit bored and leave you alone. So just simple tips that if, you know, children and parents especially kind of knew, we would have a happier, safer community. And obviously making sure dogs are trained and are on leads, you know, when they're in parks that need to be that way, and just having a general more responsible attitude towards our wonderful pets.
We often hear, rightly or wrongly, that certain breeds of dogs are less safe than others. Is this something that you would agree with or disagree with?
We totally disagree with that, and personally as well I do, because no dog is born dangerous. It's all about, you know, the hands they're in and how they're shaped and how they're trained and how they're guided through life to become a well-behaved dog. I bring in an education dog to my workshops. She's called Tigger and she's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier crossbreed. Sometimes they get a bit of a bad reputation through the media, and sometimes when I enter schools, because she's pretty big, you know, children are quite scared, and we often have a very open conversation, especially with older primary school children, of why, and they say, you know, she's big and she's more scary and she's, you know, stronger, and these sorts of things arise. But soon after getting to know her and getting past that exterior, they soon realise it's, you know, up to me as an owner to make her a happy, healthy dog. And she wasn't always that way. She was rescued. She was actually abandoned in a flat. So, you know, I've now helped train her into be a calmer, more well-behaved dog. And they soon start to dispel these myths towards certain breeds.
What can dog owners do to make sure that their dog is as safe as possible? Because they need to be responsible for how their children are around their dogs, but equally they need to be responsible how their dogs are around their children.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's plenty of positive dog training sessions out there. Dogs Trust have a big dog school that we've launched in the last year, which hosts, you know, fairly good cost dog training and puppy schools. So obviously, if you get a puppy, it's about implementing that positive training really from day one. And if you rescue a dog, then like I had as a dog later in life, it's really about working with the issues they have and, you know, committing to whatever you need to help them. And there's plenty of cheap and, you know, free, even online, you know, videos available, as long as they're implementing this, the positive reinforcement, and training them in a positive way. Then, you know, a dog, yes, it's difficult and it can be really challenging. I faced that. It was difficult with my dog, you know, with helping her, but with lots of perseverance and patience, of which I always reinforce in my school workshops, you know, dogs can be changed, and they can, you know, live a happy life and be a happy dog for it, and ensure we're happy, you know, in the community as well.
Well, I'm very happy that Tigger has found you and you have found Tigger. If people, families, dog owners, parents want to go and find out more information, where can they go to, Kelly?
So if they visit our website, www.bedogsmart.org.uk, you can find out where we run local workshops in schools, in local community centres. And we have a team that run these for free across the whole country. So we're more than happy to come to wherever you are to give this workshops, and obviously lots of free literature and pens and goodies as well for children to take home.
Fantastic. Kelly Craig from the Dogs Trust, thank you very much for talking to us.